Over the last 40 years of the study, organic manure-based systems have been the most profitable.
The founder of the Rodale Institute, J.I. Rodale, knew that farming practices focus on cultivating healthy soil, and it would lead to healthier food and ultimately healthier people as well, as stated on the organization's website. That's what I heard from Nick Podell, who works in consulting with new and current organic farmers, hearing from their nearly 40-year flagship study called the Farming Systems Trial. Hear more about what it is in the 64th episode of the Positivity in Ag Daily Podcast.
My name's Nick Podall. I'm an organic consultant and the Northern Plains Regional Manager for Rodale Institute's consulting department. I live in North Central Minnesota. I grew up on an organic farm in Southeast North Dakota. My family's been farming organically for close to 50 years now. I was kind of raised on an organic farm and learned how to farm in that system. And now what I do is travel around the Midwest and help farmers that want to transition to organic be able to do that successfully, and also help other organic farmers that may have already transitioned but need help with weed control or crop rotation, any kind of, you know, agronomic work like that.
So one research project you're doing has been for a few years you've been doing it. Tell me more how you're comparing organics to conventional agriculture.
So a big part of Rodale Institute's work is in research in organic farming systems. And kind of the big thing is the Farming Systems Trial, which is the longest running side-by-side comparison of organic and conventional agriculture in North America. It's been an existing study since 1981, and the goal of it was really to address the barriers to adoption of organic farming. And the key takeaways in the system over the last 40 plus years are that organic practices have increased soil organic matter and microbial biomass, diversity and activity in the soil while reducing compaction. It also has reduced the risk of soil erosion, increased water infiltration. Organic yields have been shown to match or very closely match conventional yields for most cash crops, such as corn and soybeans, over time. And the organic system's operation cost is significantly lower than the conventional management. And over the last 40 years of the study, organic manure-based systems have been the most profitable, shown to be most profitable for farmers. And with the price premiums paid for organic crops, that provides a big benefit for producers who would be interested in transitioning to organic. And so what we've done then as an institute is we also have an education department, and they take and produce education materials for the public and for farmers to learn about the benefits of adopting organic systems. And now we also have a consulting wing of the institute as well, and that's where I work. And we work across the nation now, bringing research and education to farmers who are interested in transitioning to organic, and also other organic farmers as well, as they need it.
Nick Podall is one of the many people who work at the Rodale Institute, and they offer a ton of educational resources to know about organic practices at rodaleinstitute.org. I'm Michelle Stengler, your host. Hope you have a great day.